Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also black.
The BetQL guest hotline, and we welcome in our pal Dave Richard. He's a fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com, and the listeners are not, so they will have to lean on Dave Richard's advice. What's up, Dave? Good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning. Happy New Year to those who participate, and I hope you guys are ready for football this evening. I'm a little thrown off by the line for the game. Last I saw it was what? Football team by three?
Three and a half, depending on where
you find it.
Yeah.
I don't know what type of head case would take. I've never been a big fan of relying on history since things change so much from year to year. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it feels like such an easy win for Washington because they've got the defense to do it. And I know there's no Ryan Fitzpatrick, but Taylor Heineke was okay in spots last year.
Sure.
They're going to have to rely on him this year. So the line throws me off a little bit, but I still think Washington wins. I think Antonio Gibson has a big game.
So, Dave, week one takeaways before we get to the calls, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Who was your biggest surprise in a positive way and biggest surprise in a negative way?
Well, the negatives are pretty obvious. All those first-round guys who busted out, Derrick Henry, so much more from them, and they just did not come through. But the time to buy low on them is now through the end of, like, the weekend.
If
you can still get them before Sunday for a discounted price of what a first-round player usually goes for, you should do it. Aaron Rodgers was also just totally out of sync and way late on a bunch of throws and uncomfortable in the pocket. I think he can rectify that. All those first-round guys that busted, you should absolutely go back to and expect big things from. And then in a good way, Elijah Mitchell is the hot name off the waiver wire this week. People who are in fab leagues, they spent basically their entire budget to get him on the roster. And I'm not going to say that he's going to be a total bust, but the 49ers haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher under Kyle Shanahan. And Shanahan himself hasn't given a rookie running back even 200 touches in any of the last 8 years that he's been coaching. So I'm a little hesitant to say that Elijah Mitchell is going to be that dude, but he did look good last week. It was against the Lions. They had a hard time tackling him on a couple of runs. It's a good offensive line. It's a good offensive scheme. Let's see what happens against Philadelphia this week. Some people might be regretting spending all that fab on him.
Hey, Dave, before we hit the phones, my pal Matt Valdez, Junk's producer, he needs a Brandon Ayuk update. He needs an Ayuk update as to what's going to happen in week two and going forward with the Niners wide out.
So this is just speculation on my part. This isn't actually what's happening, or maybe it is. It's, you know, what's coming off of my head. Some coaches don't like to trust or give opportunities to players who nurse their injuries. Maybe they think that they're just kind of, you know, hoofing it a little bit in practice and that their injury isn't really that bad. And so I'm wondering if that's the reason why Brandon Ayuk isn't getting as much run. You obviously can't start him until you see him play at least a full game. He didn't do that last week against Detroit. Think about it. They put up all those points, and Jimmy Garoppolo had a big game, and Ayuk did nothing, not even a catch. So I think until we see him get, you know, at least a couple of targets in a game, play 70% of a game, I think he's got to stay on the bench.
All right, Jason is not here, so we will actually have time for a bounty of phone calls at 800-636-1067. So let's do that now.
All right, let's go to Bo in Leesburg. Bo, what's up? You're on with our guy Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. I got a question for you here. So I've got Daryl Henderson or DJ Moore in a flex position, and it is a PPR league.
So I've got Moore two spots ahead of Henderson. I do like the matchup for Henderson, but I think the Panthers are going to be able to throw pretty well against New Orleans in that zone defense. And it's not going to be like last week where they build the lead and just kind of dink it to McCaffrey a bunch of times. I think Moore's the guy that's got the higher floor and maybe just as high of upside as Henderson.
By the way, what a performance by Jameis on limited passing yardage to find the end zone five times. I mean, that's not going to happen every week, but
it's crazy.
Out of the gate, that was encouraging for that offense.
Now, I didn't watch go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, what an advertisement for LASIK surgery, because that's the one thing that changed with Jameis. I will say this. There were a couple of throws that he made, including some touchdowns, that were a little off target. The receivers had to adjust to those footballs. And sometimes that's a good thing because the quarterback is putting the ball where only the receiver can get it. And sometimes it's a bad thing because it should go to the other shoulder or something like that, and just the receiver makes a play. I'm curious to see how he continues to throw moving forward. He did a lot of good things. He got rid of the ball instead of trying to force it into a tight window on one play. And he did a good job managing the game otherwise. If you're in a league where Jameis is somehow in demand, it could be where he was your third quarterback in a 2QB league. I would field offers for him now just in case he does regress.
Hey, Dave, Matt from Pasadena checking in. He wants to know if Sterling Shepard or Will Fuller is the call for week two.
Let's go with Shepard, even against Washington. The thing with Shepard is going up against that Washington defense, it's another team that plays a lot of zone coverage. They did it last week against the Chargers. And Keenan Allen, who plays in the slot a lot, he had 100 yards. 76 of those yards came in the slot. And that's where Shepard lines up the most. We don't know just how much work Will Fuller will get, so Shepard's the guy to go with.
All right, let's go, let me see, to Jamie in South Riding. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, Dave. Hey, I got one of three for a flex spot. Kareem Hunt, Michael Pittman, or Cole Beasley?
Assuming PPR, because you wouldn't ask that.
Yeah.
If it was not PPR. Yeah. I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt. Love the matchup against Houston. The Texans looked amazing against the run last week because the Jaguars didn't run it at them. I think the Browns, what do they do best? It's run the football. Kareem Hunt has scored something like 7 touchdowns in his last 12 games with Nick Chubb. It's something crazy like that. I think it's actually more than that. I think it might be closer to 10 touchdowns. He's going to be outstanding. He's the one you go with.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's
Good luck,
to
sir.
Adam and Burke. Adam, you're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? What's hey, up? Dave. Hey, Junkies.
Hey, buddy.
Big fan of y'all, by the way. Dave, I send you mad tweets about a lot of information. Hopefully one day you get back from me. I love all your information. But point five, I have Scary Terry, AJ, Always Open Brown. I need one wide receiver to finish off. Are you going to go Robbie Anderson or LaVishka?
I'm going to go with Robbie over LaVishka. If it was full PPR, I think it would be closer. But Robbie Anderson, you got lucky last week. He only had the one catch, and it was a bomb. I think he's going to get more targets this week. I think Carolina beats New Orleans, by the way. I don't know if you could tell by my tone. Talking about Jameis, first recommending DJ Moore, and now I'm recommending Robbie. I think the Panthers pull off the upset.
All right, let's go to my guy, Pastor Jacques. Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Good talking to you.
Hey, Jacques.
Hey, Dave, I just need one of these two guys in a half-point PPR, either Daryl Henderson or Antonio Brown. And would you start this week Big Ben over Trevor Lawrence?
I would go with Roethlisberger over Lawrence. I love that the Steelers have a get-right game. Even though they won last week, they still did a lot of things wrong. They didn't even throw for 200 yards. This is a get-right spot for them against a Raiders defense that played well into overtime on Monday, now on the road. Down a couple of starters. Roethlisberger should have a good game. And I'll go with Brown over Henderson. I just think that Antonio Brown seems to be in sync with Tom Brady. It's been that way. I think it's 6 of the last 7 games they've played together. Antonio Brown's caught a touchdown. That streak's going to continue. Atlanta's defense is toast already.
800-636-1067 is the number. Dave Richard from CBSSports.com joins us to answer your fantasy football questions.
Let's go to JT in Frederick. Hey, JT.
Hey, Dave, two questions for a RB slot. One, Chris Carson or Joe Mixon, and then for the flex, depending on your answer, Joe Mixon, Mike Evans, Kareem Hunt, Antonio Brown for PPR.
But yeah, I could use Carson there too, right? So whichever running back I don't take in the running back spot, I can use.
You can use as a flex as well.
That's
right.
What I'm going to do. I think Mixon and Carson are your two best options. The Titans defense didn't look good at all Chase Edmonds had over 100 total yards. He never gets 100 total yards last week. I think Carson goes in line for at least a buck 20. And Joe Mixon was outstanding. He gets Chicago. This is a Bears defense that, you know, they're always supposed to be good, and then they never are. Mixon was involved in the pass game last week. He had a ton of work. He had more carries than Joe Burrow had passing.
Yeah,
pass.
He had 29. I think Mixon is unsittable. Like, if he gets that sort of workload, you don't sit him ever.
Dave, I've already asked Fantasy Football Insider Cakes this question, but I'll confirm with you.
Yeah, please do.
Two of three, Chase Claypool, Antonio Brown, and Thielen. Adam Thielen.
Okay, and so what did Cakes say?
I went with Brown and Thielen.
Yeah, normally I want to do the opposite of what Cake says. That just always seems to be
advice.
The right thing to do.
Yes.
But you know what? I got to go with him on this one. I think Brown and Thielen are the way to go.
There you go.
There you go. I share.
All right, I won't
with
waste
Dave
my
Richard.
Time with Dave anymore because I can do Cakes off air. All right, let's go back to the phones.
Go to Steve in Warrington. Hey, Steve, you're on with Dave Richard.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Got two quick ones for you. Daryl Henderson, Courtland Sutton, or Devontae Smith for PPR. Also, I have Drake Ruggs. And Gronk, also PPR.
Okay, so I would go with Gronk for the second question, and I would actually go with Devontae Smith because it's PPR against San Francisco. The 49ers lost another starting cornerback last week,
wow,
in Jason Verrett. Smith looked good last week. Jalen Hurts looked good against Atlanta. I think they're going to continue to connect. I think Smith is the one with the most upside.
All right, I know the listeners are ready. Hopefully the listeners are ready. I know Dave is ready for the speed round. There's no small talk, no chit-chat, no trade questions, no stupid questions allowed, no Bluetooth and or speaker phones, and Dave's word is the law. He is not to be questioned when he offers his sage advice.
All right, let's go to Jonathan. You're on with Dave Richards. Speed round, go. All right, let's go to,
rough start.
That's go not to a- William. Speed round, go.
Speakerphone, I could hear it.
All right, let's go to Carlos. Speed round, go.
Jacob Myers, Jalen Waddle, Marquise Callaway, Fuller.
Terrible phone. I'm striking him. He's underwater.
Okay, you're giving me the trouble of answering.
Sorry.
All right, Kevin, speed round, go. Very tough speed round today.
Zach Wilson or Taylor Heineke?
Oh, poor you, Heineke.
I know. All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, let's go. Jose, Miami, speed round, go.
PPR, Gaskin, Mike Davis, Connor.
Gaskin.
By the way, he's calling it from Dave's neck of the woods down in Miami, FLA.
Probably my neighbor.
Yeah, he could be.
Let's go to Tom, Richmond, speed round, go.
Standard league, 2 or 3.
Boring.
James Robinson, Mike Davis, Courtland Sutton.
I'm going to go with Robinson. Bounce back in.
Standard leagues are terrible.
All right, let's go to the Austin. Speed round, go.
Hey, Junks. Hey, Dave.
No pleasantries.
What a rube.
Let's go to Dave. Speed round, go.
Hey.
You know, bad performance by the listeners today.
They were good last week, too.
Really bad performance by the listeners. I'm kind of disappointed.
They just want to have a little dialogue with us before.
Too
you
bad.
Can't say hey.
Sorry, you just can't. The rules are rules, JP. Without rules, there's anarchy and chaos.
I'll say this. The listeners tilt me because they just wait for speed round to call in.
And you can't keep up with it?
So there's a delay. No, I can. There's a delay. And by the time they call in, speed round is over with. They don't even understand how it works.
No, they don't get. They just don't get
I tell
the whole
them every
concept.
Week. Call early.
Yeah. That's you know, simple.
Worst speed round ever.
It's probably the worst.
Maybe. Maybe we have to stop doing it.
Speed round? No.
That's your favorite part?
No.
It's
we shouldn't stop doing it because it's the listeners' fault.
Yeah, the listeners just need to be better.
I mean, last week they were actually perfect.
They were really good in the debut. You know what? They let their guard down in week two.
I think it's Valdez's favorite segment, actually, because he gets to flex his big muscles and hang up on them as fast as he can.
I really think
he likes it.
No, my favorite is the parlay, because I like picking big fat winners with Drabby.
have you been successful lately on the parlay?
Yeah.
You have been.
I have been.
His nirvana would be he gets to play the music from Knight Rider.
Yes.
Gets to flush them, and then he could play some fart sound effects, and then he would really, really make that the number one segment.
Let's see if our pal John DePompa can salvage just an awful speed round by the listeners.
John, hey, buddy.
I got a speed round question. I need to salvage it. All right. I'm in a league. It's a PPWI league, Dave. Points per worthless items. What's more worthless, JP's set of Baccarat glasses or Lurch's stash of Blue Chew?
Ooh.
That's a great one.
I think it's the Blue Chew.
Might be the Blue Chew. According to Lurch, it might be the Blue Chew.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you helped save it, John. That was
Has
well
he dabbled
done.
With Blue Chew?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I would like to. I mean, if Blue Chew...
You need it?
The guy, no, I don't need it. But, I mean, if Blue Chew showed up in my mailbox, I would try it.
I'd never use any product like that.
I haven't either.
I did do that one, you know, procedure, you know, with the...
Yeah, I understand.
I felt like... I feel like, though, if I got the extra...
Yeah.
That I feel like I would get a little extra.
Dave, we're giving you a lot of inside intel on the
I feel like it would be
here.
A good time to grab a ruler, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Right. All right. Thank you, Dave.
That was the best speed round ever.
It might have been. We saved it.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll talk to you next week.
Done.
Thanks, Dave.
A lot of people do tweet him, at Dave Richard.
At Dave Richard, yes. He's a
now,
good
he's
do you think there's
flooded
some validity to that?
What?
That, like, if you take a Blue Chew or a Blue Pill, that it's a good time to get your ruler out?
I would guess it'd be the same.
Oh, no. I think you got increased blood flow. You're going to
I don't know. Maybe.
You might need larger pants.
All right. When we come back, we're going to pivot away from this conversation. We'll talk some entertainment. EB is going to entertain the entire audience with the entertainment page next here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenrysWindows.com is where you find them online. Coming up at 9, Jason Lockenfora will join us. We'll look around the NFL with the Odyssey NFL Insider. And Zim, he joins us for his weekly hit in just about an hour. That's at 9:25. But right now, prepare to be entertained. The entertainment page is upon us. And it's brought to you by Wave Soda. Go to WaveSoda.com. I would do it today. Enter our code JUNKIES. When you check out, you get 15%. Off your order.
All right, this is just really annoying when I'm looking at this, but I think we did a whole series of lists based on this.
Okay.
Rolling Stone updated their greatest songs of all time list.
Okay.
I think that's where we really got into list making, and we each did our own list.
We made a few.
Yeah.
Remember
did
that?
Jump around, finish number one like it did on ours?
No, I don't even see it up there. So they've updated it, and I think, I'm not sure. Why are you laughing at me?
Why would Jump Around be on the list?
It wouldn't.
It would. You go,
Fight the Powers number two. Come on. Fight the Powers number two.
It's a great song.
Jump Around. The reason why Jump Around is because that was on, I think, JP's list, a bunch of our lists.
Oh, hold on. Let's rewind. Fight the Power by Public Enemy is ranked as the number two song on Rolling Stone's top 500 list.
It's I don't want to use a term that it will tilt people, but there's a certain type of list this is.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a very...
Is the word you're thinking of, does it rhyme with smoke?
It's
even top 100.
Like, I
worthy,
think Respect is great. It's a great song. Everyone in the world knows it. But I don't know if it would be the number one song for me. Do you have any of these queued up, Valdez, or no?
I can kind of go with... All if right, you want to hear them.
I'll be honest with you.
Like,
the number three song I've never even heard of, I don't think. Okay. Now, I'm sure you'll play it and I'll know it, but I don't know it by title.
Can you give me 10 up to 1? Can you give me the top 10?
Hey, right. Just real quick, because it's going to bother me.
Yeah.
Who was the donk politician who misspelled Respect?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google.
All right. 10 is a song that we all said was Duty.
Okay.
Hey Ya, Outkast.
Oh, yeah, we did it. We did a hit or hurt.
We did a hit or hurt thing. And we did a unanimous hurt.
I said, not really great, not really catchy.
Going down in history is one of the most iconic songs of the century.
It was the biggest song of the decade.
You said it wasn't catchy?
I said, not really that catchy. Hurting.
No, it couldn't have been catchier. Yeah. But it was just
weird.
It was
so catchy.
It was just weird for us. It was new and we're stupid.
But my initial lean, my first instinct, hurting.
Like, we went around the board and we all said, hurting.
And that was way pre Pie or Poo.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Hit or Hurting is a better name than Pie or Poo.
I mean, it's probably catchy. The catchiest song in history.
It's super duper catchy, is what it is. Like, when we're all dead and gone, after
that's going to take a lot of digging to find
that.
Can
you find
that? I can try.
Do we have HFS material?
I have HFS material on CDs. However, they're not dated.
Oh, that's going to be a lot. Be tough. You got to listen to it at 2.0 speed.
So,
2000.0.
Long after we're gone and the aliens land in like 3500 and they look at our culture and our past, they're going to stumble upon this song and they're going to be bopping their heads to this song.
I have a system to figure out stuff.
All right, Fleetwood Mac's
Dreams. I still don't love it, by the way.
Can you find that one? I mean... Can you hum it for me?
I can't, but wasn't that
song? It's the Cranberry song.
The Cranberry TikTok song.
Yeah, have you not?
I mean, this song is a smash hole. Like, just
the guy on the skateboard, you
mean? Yeah. NFTs, Ocean Spray NFTs.
I'm still
clueless on NFTs and CryptoPunks. I don't understand.
Nobody does.
I don't understand.
It's a scam case.
It's probably
just
a scam.
Just keep buying Bitcoin and you'll be good.
This song is a certified smash hole.
Yeah, this is a good one. You think this one's better than Fight the Power?
No chance.
You think?
All right.
Well, the whole CD's money.
All right, this one I'm partial to.
Whatever.
I wouldn't put it in my top 10 of all time.
Okay.
But I do like Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. Cake. It'll be lost on cakes. I really like that
good
song.
It's not my thing, but it's catchy. I mean, I know the song you're referencing.
I'll just move on, Valdez, because it's going to take you a while to get them. If you could pick one of these in the next few, you pick one, which one you want to play. The seventh song of all time, according to Rolling Stone, is a Beatles song. If you had to pick a Beatles song, what would be your number one Beatles song?
I mean, that's a great question.
I wouldn't pick this one.
I mean, Hey Jude is up there. Yesterday is up there.
That's why I would pick one of those.
What else?
How about Strawberry Fields Forever?
No. We all know the best Beatles song is A Day in the Life.
I know.
I don't know
if I know that.
Sleep.
I'm not a big Beatles guy.
I guarantee his dad listens to it all. Hey. Do you have Strawberry Fields? Do you have that?
Yes.
Kind of boring, in my opinion.
I agree.
Slow and boring. I mean, what, are they playing a pan flute here? What's happening?
Let me take you down.
I mean, so many drugs went into this song.
I tell you, when I used to drive...
So dreary.
When I used to drive into Matha my junior year with my buddy Mike, he had a tape of the Beatles' greatest hits, whatever it was at that time. It might even have been a 2 or 3 cassette tape. And then we had Billy Joel's greatest hits.
Yeah.
And we played those. That's what we listen to.
Right. Those are great artists, no doubt.
We listen to cassette tapes on our way in.
This is Hummel's it.
Which one is
life.
This?
This is the one that I said.
You love Beatles deep cuts. Oh, this isn't a deep cut.
No, it's not.
I like this one.
Smashola.
You should. You
know what?
If you're, you know, go listen to Chris Cornell's
Can
cover
I just
of this.
Say something right now?
The Beatles are silly.
I know they are.
I'm psyched
you said that.
One of the greatest rock bands ever.
No. I disrespect a lot of classic rock or whatever. The Beatles, I'll never disrespect the Beatles. They're silly.
Hugely
they hold
influential.
Up. 2021, 8:31, 10 seconds. They're still silly.
Can you name all of them?
Yes. You want me to try?
Yes.
No, I want
silly,
you to do it.
Silly John Lennon.
Yeah.
Silly.
That's all. That's just because you dressed up as him.
Hold on. Silly Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Not too silly. Ringo.
No more letters.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
George Harrison.
Right.
There you go.
Did I get all?
Yeah, that's four. Yeah, correct.
That was pretty good.
What city are they from?
Liverpool. Beatles expert. Who knew?
I'm stunned. Actually, you knew that.
Yeah, I didn't even know I knew it. My brain is so silly.
Good pull.
It just it went reaching back and it came out.
It's the orange glasses.
he's dialed in.
You're dialed in. Dude.
No, I'm telling you. I disrespect. I don't even know if this is considered. This is not even considered classic rock, is it? What is this considered? This is like original rock.
That's
right?
Just rock.
I mean, this is silly.
Do you know what TV show made them famous?
Mike Douglas show?
In the U.S. I thought it was the Ed Sullivan show.
Oh, Ed Sullivan,
you're right.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Ed Sullivan, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that iconic clip. No.
You're probably watching it.
Listen. I've been sleeping on the Beatles for about 20 years. I need to get.
I'm going to find some more Beatles. I'm going to find some more Beatles.
I'm getting a little bit of movement.
Hey, this is what we should do.
You can't play a dud Beatles song.
Play Helter Skelter.
Oh, Eric,
there's
a billion Eagles smashes.
I like
next
the Eagles
week,
too. I like
next
the Eagles.
Week. I want your top five list. We'll go over.
Classic rockers.
No, your top five Beatles songs.
What? Do I know this one?
It's more of a deeper. I'm just trying to get you in the Beatles mood.
It probably needs to be on one of their greatest hits for me to know it.
I'm sure Norwegian Wood isn't a seller.
I've heard it, but it's not like one of their top sellers.
It's a little bolty, right?
Yes.
Now these are trying to flex.
I know. He's flexing. Right. Play that. I know your dad.
Next,
big
gonna
fan.
Talk about.
I'm
seen,
sure Norwegian Wood isn't
I've
a hit.
I've seen every James Bond movie. All right.
Hey, I'm just saying. Next. I usually don't like that old S. I get psyched for the Beatles.
But they didn't finish.
I just realized it.
They didn't finish in the top five according to this new list.
Yeah, what's left on the list? That's right. Sillier
he's trying
than the
to
Beatles.
Direct the show back. All right, that's this a good one?
Was this Here Comes the Sun?
Yeah, this one's silly.
This is a bazilly tune.
Why
am I spacing on the artist?
You'd be like my dad. We can have a father son relationship now. Here comes the
sun. Why Dude, this song's silly?
Why am I spacing on the artist? The I should know this. It's Who is it? I'm going to be pissed when I hear
what?
It. I'm spacing on the artist.
What are you talking about?
For the song. This
Isn't
song.
The
are you dumb?
What is going on right now?
The Beatles. Okay.
Hold on. Can we rewind the segment?
I thought this was the next song on the list.
Oh, right,
He's just in his Beatles medley bit.
But you can't. Aren't the Beatles instantly recognizable?
Yeah, but it took me a second because I thought we were moving on to the next song. Beatles again.
Okay, good job. Good. Now you're in.
I'm good now. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep last night.
No, seriously, Beatles are silly. Right.
I can't wait to make you a mixtape later.
All right, I actually like
you're
this song.
Make out after
number
you make
six.
A mixtape?
Number six. This is iconic. Marvin Gaye. What's going on? That's a great one.
It's a great one.
Takes.
Marvin Gaye
Again,
from
a lot
DC.
Of these were before our time.
Marvin Gaye, DC guy.
Rolling Stone magazine, obviously before our time.
Yeah.
He's a DC guy?
I believe he was born in DC. 99% sure.
Right.
You know what? I'm 100%
wasn't
sure.
Wasn't that number one last time on their list?
What's going on?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I thought Marvin Gaye or a Marvin Gaye song was number one on their latest list.
I love this
Marvin Gaye, born Howard University Hospital. Of course he's from D.C. There's too many of you crying.
Brother, brother, brother. This is a great one.
He went to Cordoza High School.
Yep. Taken away too early.
I remember.
Didn't his dad shoot him? I think his dad killed him.
I think. I remember I was That's in Thomas G. Pullen, middle school, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Then. And it wasn't junior high, right? It was middle school, because I think we were only 7th and 8th.
It was middle school, yeah.
We were bused to Poland, which is where FedEx Field is right now. And this girl, African-American girl was in our class. It was largely, we were bused into that city, right? And she gave me, I actually think now looking back on it, she was flirting with me. She gave me Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
That's clear.
On a cassette tape. I think sister was sized.
Was she balding?
I remember her being cute. Yeah. And I got sized.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
I went home in seventh grade. I went home on a cassette tape and I was listening to Sexual Healing over and over.
I know mom didn't hear you listening to that
song. Probably didn't. Probably had headphones on.
You were listening to it. You went,
bing. Yeah. She said, what are you listening to? You said Spiritual Healing.
Hey, Travi, was she hollering at me? I think she was
hollering at me. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Like, you miss out.
You're 14. Out. Your hormones are raging out of control.
You see what happens when...
I thought it was the greatest song in history.
You see what happens when you do something or say something or play something that's sexually suggestive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the oldest trick in the book when
all
you're
right,
a kid.
All right. Smells Like Teen Spirit. We all know that song. That's dropped because I remember that being in the top three. So that's fifth. Oh, my God. I hate this guy, Bob Dylan. He's fourth. Like, I love the Beatles. I hate Bob Dylan. Do you want to play that one? I don't know if you could find it.
Which one is it?
Like a Rolling Stone. Do you like that one, Cakes?
It's okay. I know that Dylan's influential. Never been a huge fan.
Audio Slave, better. Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is hot garbage. This is hot fruit fly garbage.
You know what it's like? It's like he's flaming on a music track, right? He's just talking nonsense and gibberish.
And then the last one I want you to play before we go to break. Can you find, because I just don't know the song A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. I'm not a Sam Cooke guy. I've heard of Sam Cooke. I don't know what style
of music it is. If it's number two
on
the list, I'm guessing we're going to have heard it, or three
on the list. It's number three. Number two, of course, is Public Enemy. Number one, Respect. Yeah, this is garbage.
Well, it's not barely even started. I was
born. Why have we not played Fight the Power?
Kind of silly. Hold on, I might be a Sam Cooke guy. Tent, and just lie. Oh, you know what? I get size for him.
I mean, he's a great singer, obviously, but it's boring me to tears.
Yeah. No, I like this kind of singing.
I mean, he's an old school crooner.
Like a
Sinatra.
I get sized. I've heard this, I hear kids try to do this on American Idol all the time. Or they try to do this on...
Simon Clubham.
No.
Little Pitchy.
What's the other one? The NBC one.
X Factor.
The Voice. They come out and they try to do Sam
Cooke. If you go try to sing this song, you better be silly.
Right.
Because this guy's
he's silly.
Yeah.
Who sang Sitting at the Dock of the Bay besides Michael Bolton? Who is the original?
Otis Redding.
That's a silly. Where's that one?
Probably way down the list.
That one should be in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did one story, but that was money.
But you did entertain us.
I'm psyched you're a Beatles fan.
You're entertained by the list.
I'm a huge Beatles guy.
JP's just salty we haven't played Fight the Power. Feels disrespected.
It was number two on the list.
Number two. But look at the time. It's 8:39.
Wasted your time playing number nine.
All right, don't forget, coming up, Jason Lockenfora at 9, and Ryan Zimmerman joins the show at 9:25 right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice, paulhenryswindows.com. Don't forget Jason Lock and Four. We'll talk NFL with us coming up at 9 o'clock. Ryan Zimmerman joins us, as he does every week, at 9:25. So that's coming up in a bit. We wanted to touch on what appears to be a true crime story unraveling in front of us. If you're on Twitter or Instagram, I mean, it's just a horrible story for, you know, people who have kids and daughters. The headline is Van Life blogger and Instagrammer Gabby Petito was reported missing by her mother on Saturday, September 11th. Police have deemed her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, quote, a person of interest in the case. I'm guessing it looks like she embarked on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend in early July. She went missing. The boyfriend has come home. He's employed
Hasn't
a lawyer.
Hasn't he been, like, very nonchalant he's about
been,
the whole thing?
He's been uncooperative with the investigation. And he's hired a lawyer.
There you go, guilty.
So,
if your wife disappears and you've been traveling the country with her and you're uncooperative, I would say the likelihood of you being guilty is 100%. That person has never been not guilty in the history of humanity.
And apparently a Utah police department has released body cam footage of her and the boyfriend after a fight between them on August 12th prompted a 911 call. So about a month before she went missing officially, I guess they had a fight where the police had to intervene.
Right. Which
while they're on this trip.
And also now they're saying there was a couple, two women, I guess, that were married that were they camping or something?
Okay.
And they were murdered, and they were in the same vicinity as where these guys were in their camper.
Oh.
So they're, you know.
So they suspect this dude of going, not only killing her, but potentially
something.
Killing
Could
this
be,
other
yeah.
couple, too.
There's some link, apparently.
I heard that, too, but that makes me think that it's just some crazy person in the woods. And not the boyfriend, because the boyfriend's not going to kill his girlfriend and then two random people.
Well, maybe they...
Unless they busted him.
Well,
unless,
or maybe he had gone on a little killing spree, or they busted him, or, you know what I mean? They said, they had texted someone that a guy was weirding them out.
What I would think would happen is they got into some sort of fight, and he donked her off.
Right.
He's trying to hide it.
Maybe he was trying to hide the body or something, and he was acting weird, because maybe he thought they saw him, you know what I mean? And then he was like, all right, I got to donk these people off.
Right, because if he's already murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, at that point, what does he care about murdering two strangers?
Well, yeah, once you murder your girlfriend, then you got to murder all the witnesses.
I mean, generally, yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it becomes
a big pain in the ass.
It's a horrible thing to say, but yeah.
No, but if you kill your wife or girlfriend, now you got to kill anybody that saw you do it. And you're just really just racking up murders.
Yeah, because I mean, you've gone down the wormhole.
I mean, you're already going to hell.
It's a lot of digging.
Yeah. It is a lot of digging.
Yeah. So I don't mean to be nonchalant about it. I think it's a horrible story. I think the guy is 100% guilty, right? No one on the planet thinks he's not. Do you? Are you trying to pull up some sort of Tommy Horsecamp OJ defense?
No, not at all.
Right.
It's not looking good for him.
No, it's not looking good at all for him.
First of all, he looks like Ewad. Right. And that's all I think of Ewad every time I look at this guy.
Ewad is our old Eric Arnold. Yeah. Remember, I told you as soon as he left, I'd never talk to him ever again.
Eric Arnold. That Eric used to work on the show, too. He was kind of a taller.
I said when he leaves, I'll never talk to him again. You know.
Well, you know what their first mistake was.
Well, I know the first mistake. Van life. I mean, who wants to crisscross the country and live out of a van? I mean, I watched Nomadland. That movie's terrible, by the way. One best picture. I don't understand. It looks like a horrible way to live.
I told you, my wife.
People get size.
We have been we're traveling every weekend, by and large, between now and Christmas. Okay. Right. My wife she's looking at hotels. Mm-hmm. She's looking at Airbnbs.
Yep.
She found a tiny house. In Ithaca.
Butt size feet.
And
stay in a tiny house.
Seriously wants to do one weekend in the tiny house.
I'm size for it. You have to do it.
That's the last thing I want to do. I don't even want to do an Airbnb.
Just for the bit, you have to do it.
No, I want to do a silly hotel with free breakfast. Right. Continental. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Continental breakfast is amazing.
Yeah.
Because a tiny house, no continental breakfast.
The tiny house is a house in some dude's backyard.
Okay.
And I don't want to go walk in the guy's backyard, open up his fence, walk into his backyard,
right,
and sit in his tiny house. I mean,
I'm begging you to go to the tiny house.
What are you all looking at?
You have to do it for the show.
Drabby.
You have to.
We're looking at pictures of murder suspect Eric Wadden.
Oh.
We did a back and forth.
Does he look just like him?
It's uncanny.
Will you put it out there?
Is it closer than the Heineke?
So this
Poulter?
So this is his doppelganger.
Doppelganger situation.
Ewad's doppelganger is a suspected potential murderer.
I feel bad because pretty much...
Well, you guys always said I was like Andrew Cannon.
I mean, you're
so
a dead ringer for Andrew Cannon.
Maybe that's the thing.
If you put on, like, Coke bottle glasses, you're a spree killer. You killed... Is it Versace? You killed Versace, JP.
The problem is...
Convinced of it.
All slim, bald, white guys with beards.
Yeah.
They all look the same.
Right. All the guys that were at Woodstock 99 that were so angry.
Right.
He looks a little bit like Ewad in the ones with facial hair, but I see one picture where he's got no facial hair.
Do you have the clip of Ewad after he passed out under the bridge in Baltimore when he was watching?
Yeah, you can remind our audience.
When he's watching his beloved Mountaineers play the Terps. Please tell me
you can remind
that audio.
Our audience of who Ewad was.
Yeah. He worked on the show from 2013 to probably 2015.
Yeah.
He was our video producer.
He was the OG video producer.
I remember beating his parents.
It's about 8:30 in the morning. I don't know how I ended up here. I am in the back corner of some bull spot in Maryland.
I mean,
what's wrong?
Just coming to, and you're underneath like the.
He was under like a bridge.
You're underneath the bridge near like the Horseshoe Casino in downtown Baltimore, and you have no idea how you got there. It's terrifying.
I really am. I honestly would rather have my phone than my cell phone right now. As weird as that sounds.
My what?
He'd rather have his phone than his cell phone right now.
I don't know where anyone in my life is right now. I don't expect to see anyone in my life for the next 3 hours. Oh my God. Liverpool lost at Southampton.
What?
So what?
He's rattling off European soccer
EPL
scores.
No, can you? This is riveting. Can you keep it going? This is our former, I guess, TV producer. Watch Junkies.
Washington lost 0-37, apparently, from what Twitter says.
0-37?
He's hammered.
The Redskins are going to lose 28-7 to the Detroit Lions. Oh, boy.
EB would never pick that score, by the way, for the Washington football team against Detroit.
He might have been right.
Man, that is quite a day he had.
Yeah. So that's how Ewad came to be. Ewad was the original.
Yes, correct.
Right.
And he couldn't be E on the show because you told him there's only one E around here.
There's only one E. Right. Yeah. I'm the my uncle would call me the Big E or E. And I'm like,
even though you never go by E on the show.
Yeah, he just couldn't be. He couldn't be. There could be no other Eric.
No other Eric.
I got Eric on lockdown here. Okay,
but he was so, Eric Wadden, not Eric Arnold, who also worked.
That was
for
another
us
guy
on occasion.
That That's was another correct. Guy. I think I let him slide. Did we have a nickname for Eric Arnold?
Yeah, he no. worked for us like once every 6 months.
He was too never quiet. Regular. He, no, right, no, no. he was.
He kept his head down and stayed right. away yeah. from controversy.
Right, right. He was actually normal. That's why he got the hell out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah, he has I'm sure a better gig.
He was pretty normal
than he had here.
Right. Oh well.
So good for him.
Well, you know, how's he doing? Is he still alive, Eric Wadden?
I think so.
Last time I checked, yeah,
he hangs right. out with Bodie.
He's
all the
in
time.
Our fantasy
oh,
league.
Right, he and Bodie.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Still alive. Still with us.
I think Bodie? I might have beat him in the college fantasy league.
Very good.
Bodie's still single since you told me that he broke up with his fiance?
I don't know. You know. I don't talk to Bodie about his relationships very much.
He used to be your boy.
He is, but we just talk about sports.
Yeah, you talk about college football. He doesn't talk
you
about
you ever ask
dating.
Him anything, like how Bumble's no, doing?
I don't
anything?
Talk to him.
You don't live vicariously through him?
Not as much anymore.
Yeah. How's his foot?
It's still dead.
Dropping. Still dropping.
As crooked. As crooked as ever.
Dead as ever.
Such an inside segment on a burgundy and gold game day.
Radio insider.
But all of a sudden, I don't know how old he is. All of a sudden, his foot's going to regenerate and come alive?
I don't know. He's just born with a goo-goo.
I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. We will get the show back on track. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider. Get the latest from the league with JLC next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.